We forgot we were going to record kind of both of us. And so we had planned to do something that you're going to hear about next episode, but
Yeah.
we were like scrambling to try to figure something out. To say it simply and not do spoilers, we are drafting fantasy drafting like characters that are most like you.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that's coming up. So make your lists and send them to us.
That's coming up. So I took two different ones. One that was based off of like pop culture, kind of more or less with 5,000 characters, and then I took a psychometric one, like based off of like thoughts and all kinds of stuff. And somebody like kind of gave characters in like multiple categories: are they ignorant or are they blissful? And you could slide a meter, 100% either way. So like 50 questions like that.
Basically, just to see how aware you are of other people.
Well, no, to see like what other characters you are like that think and feel this same way, the thing you're
Oh,
to.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool test actually. So
Send that to me.
naturally, like the highest I will is 80%. Naturally, I went directly to the number 69 and saw the characters that were the nicest like me. Some highlights from that. Woody and Buzz from Toy Story.
Which one?
They're both on there. Woody is 280, Buzz Lightyear is 281. They're both rated 69%
That's
like me.
incredible.
Also on here, Luke Skywalker from A New Hope before he gets cool.
69%.
Derek Shepherd, McDreamy, Grey's Anatomy, 69%. Dude. Nani from Lilo and Stitch,
Oh yeah.
69%.
Oh, 69% for sure.
Snow
Nani was.
White and the Seven Dwarfs, dude. Snow White, 69%.
Yeah, we don't know what she was doing with those dwarves behind closed doors.
Freaking Colossus from X-Men, dude. Freaking Kristoff from Frozen, dude. Freaking Winnie the Bish from New Girl, dude.
Dude, you are like Kristoff.
Thank you.
I really mean that.
I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. I was
You're a
also
sweet boy.
raised by trolls.
You know what else you do?
Bubba?
You play the theme song. Guess I'll be waiting by the side of the road. Always miscalculating.
Haven't seen Frozen 2. Can I say that? And
You haven't seen Frozen 2?
haven't even seen it, and I just pulled an amazing Frozen 2 joke, dude. I'm out
No, that
here.
was the first Frozen joke. We know he was raised by trolls.
Does he say that in Frozen 1?
Yeah.
I don't know if he do. I haven't seen Frozen 1 in a long time, but who's to say?
The Walt Disney Company, I think.
Your household is the Frozen authority. If I had Frozen questions, I would ask your
That's the
household.
truth. That's what I'm telling you. It's a Frozen 1
But
joke.
I also know that you are not that wealth of knowledge, not that wellspring of knowledge.
No, it's Kate. It's
And
my wife for sure.
sometimes you like sometimes one thing is said, sometimes you hear a different thing. So,
That's true.
but it'd be like that.
I got ADHD, man. It's part of me.
Blaine Anderson from Glee, dude.
Porcelain.
Crushing it. Yeah, so sick.
Remember when he told Sue Sylvester that he didn't want to be called Lady anymore?
Oh,
And
no.
she started calling him Porcelain. He's like,
No, that's
I
the
like
other
porcelain.
one. That's the other one. I don't remember that kid's name. Blaine is his
Oh,
boyfriend,
Blaine's his
the
boyfriend.
one that goes to the other school. Yeah. That's part of the
Yeah.
Warblers or whatever
Yeah.
their name is.
Sweet Blazers. It's the Warblers.
Yeah, dude.
You had Blazers.
That dude was also in The Flash and Supergirl as some kind of musical villain.
Who, Darren Criss?
Yeah, the very same.
That's incredible.
It was like a whole musical episode. It was pretty cool, actually.
He's in like a Bowling for Soup cover band or something.
Well, that's neat. I didn't know that. True facts about Darren Criss. Welcome to the show.
Hey, we are the probably the third most popular Darren Criss podcast.
Yeah.
Right behind My Favorite Murder and WTF with Marc Maron.
Yeah. Those are the other two.
Yep.
It all comes back. You know what I mean? Glee, Darren Criss, Criss Angel. Nice boys.
Yeah. The Darren Criss to Criss Angel Venn diagram is a complete circle.
Yeah. And Nice Boys is the part that overlaps.
Yeah. We're a little butthole in the middle. I've never seen a Venn diagram. I just don't know how they work.
The title of this episode is going to be The Little Butthole in the Middle.
Isn't that sitcom starring Frankie Muniz?
The very same.
Yeah.
Have you seen the last episode of Malcolm in the Middle?
No, I haven't.
We really ought to play this clip because it kind of throws you for a whole loop. But he's supposed to be doing, like, going to college or whatever, and his family ruins it for him. And then they finally, like, break it down where, like, his mom and dad have been, like, acting crazy to him on purpose because they knew that he was a genius. They knew that he was going to be president. And they've set him up to make him work harder, to be humble, because they knew he was going to be a genius. And, like, they tell him that. It's, like, the last 30 seconds of the episode. It's incredible. It's really cool, actually. That is
really cool.
Yeah. Cool show.
Yeah. I liked it. I never saw the ending. Have you ever seen the last episode of 2 and a Half Men?
No.
I watched that show. And they drop a piano on Charlie Sheen.
Well, okay, so that was my question. Was it 2 and a Half Men before Ashton or 2 and a Half Men?
No, this was Ashton.
Yeah, BA before Ashton.
This was after Ashton. This is Ashton is Walden, the millionaire that lives in the house.
Yeah.
The tech millionaire. So the whole time they're like, Charlie's not dead, because they killed him in the show. So they're like, Charlie's not dead. Charlie's not dead. And so, like, Charlie comes back, and, like, they never show Charlie, but Charlie comes back, and there's, like, a mannequin with a noose, and
that's her lover, Manny Quinn. That's her fake Manny lover. Quinn.
and John Cryer's face on it, and it says, "You're next." And then Goldberg comes out, right? No, that's not true. But Charlie's alive. He wants to murder them. He gets to their door with a knife. They show the back of his head, and then they drop a piano on him, and then the credits roll.
That's crazy, dude.
It was insane. It was insane. And they made jokes about how it was a show that went on for too long.
Yeah.
That was a really, like, that was the ongoing bit through the whole thing.
Kind of like Supernatural, dude.
Went on way too long, huh?
15 seasons. I watched every episode over COVID.
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
It was a good time. But they kind of do the same thing where the finale happened over COVID and they just didn't have time to do things and, you know, COVID procedures, you know, crazy. It was like right at the beginning of COVID, the finale. And like Dean dies because he gets thrown on a nail and like... That's what finally kills him. He's survived hell at this point, by the way. He has been a vessel for an angel that lived in his body.
Yeah.
He's been stabbed. He's been hurt. He's been defeated by magic. He's been, name it. It's happened to the Winchester boys, and he dies because of a nail.
A nail.
He gets thrown on a nail, and he beefs it. And,
that's horseshit.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad. Yeah, I'd be so fucking mad.
They raised God, like the son of Lucifer, who becomes God, the new God. You know, it's a bunch of nonsense, dog.
Yeah, you just run out of ideas and you throw shit at a wall.
And they just, they just end the show with like Sam getting old and he has a son and he names him Dean. And then he dies and then Sam's young again. And then he meets Dean in heaven. They go for a ride. And the Impala, they play Kansas. Get me on my way, dude, it's incredible.
Bam, 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 boom, boom, boom,
Once I rose above the noise and confusion.
I don't know.
Just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
Do 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 do. Shake it up, left flag it.
And that's it. That's how the show ends.
Oh, we're going to have to pay for that. We should probably chill.
Yeah, we're going to get demonetized.
Yeah. And
you'll have to remonetize us first, suckers.
Bitch. And we'll be right back with a full Reba McEntire song. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your sword, an old backwoods southern lawyer. 'Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand.
I'm playing all 7 minutes of the Knights of Lights when out in Georgia.
Please don't. That was a great bit, though. That was a great bit.
I've also thought about cutting you off, like, as soon as you say play the theme song, just put, and then immediately just start. I've thought about doing that as well.
That's funny.
Just wait for you to say something. But
I love that. Sorry, I'm eating turtle flavored Chex Mix.
Is it good?
Yeah. They got caramel-covered ones.
Interesting.
There's M&M's in here. There's chocolate-covered ones.
Wow.
There's pretzels.
And did you say M&M's?
M&M's.
Right. What flavor?
Regular.
Interesting. M&M's do be smacking.
A little.
I think I put M&M's in that ketchup category. Like, I don't always want it, but
when you do, when you get a hold of them,
if it's
when
they're available, it'll do the job.
Oh, a candy dish around Christmas, those red and green ones, dude.
Get out of here! Come on.
Fuck yeah!
I know what you're saying, dude. I'm
favorite M&M. What's your favorite M&M? What kind? What type you like the best?
The peanut butter ones are very good.
Peanut butter ones are so good. They're huge. I love it.
The salted caramel ones are good.
Mm-hmm.
The pretzel ones are good.
Let me tell you one.
I think my favorite, which is my favorite as a kid, it always has been, is the crunch.
Yeah, yeah. They got the Rice Krispie in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you one that you're not gonna believe.
They have a
cookie crunch flavor.
Where?
Here, they have it.
I cannot believe that.
So let me tell you what it is. Austin's doing stuff to make himself laugh right now. So
go ahead.
You guys can't see it, but that's what's happening. You know the cookies with M&M's?
I'm aware. The Twix.
The cookies with M&M's. Like, it's a chocolate chip cookie, but instead of chocolate chips, they put M&M's in it.
Correct.
That's the flavor of the M&M.
Hey, where do you be getting those things at?
We sell them at our store.
But yeah, the M&M's. Let's backpedal real quick. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of the taste of the cookies.
Yeah.
Where you get the cookies at?
Oh, where do I get them?
Chips Ahoy makes them, right? Like, that's the one I'm thinking
Chips
of.
Chips Ahoy makes them, but also you can get them in, like, the bakery section of most places.
There's a particular one, right? There are the soft ones, but there's one that's, like,
crunchy.
Crunchy, but it almost falls apart.
Yeah.
Which one is hey, listeners, let us know.
That's the Chips Ahoy one, I think.
Is it the Chips Ahoy?
I think so.
Okay. I think that's the best one.
Let me tell you what the best one is.
Okay, tell me, please.
Wawa has one. Uh-huh. It's fucking as big as a dinner plate.
I cannot believe that.
His new thing
on
this one is not being able to believe me, dude. He cannot believe me. This podcast?
Come on, dude. Tell him.
My man can't believe me.
I'm going to have I cannot believe this summer. And I'm just, it's shock and awe, baby.
Can we call it Can't Believe It's Not Summer?
I Can't Believe It's Not Summer is good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not on me, it's in me, dude. Like Ted Lasso says, when I see a pun, I take a swing at it. I have to.
Yeah, great show, by the way.
Yeah, we've both finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to like talk about it a little bit?
I would love to talk about Ted Lasso with you.
Okay, guys, if you haven't watched the last episode of Ted Lasso.
If you haven't watched season 3 of Ted Lasso, yeah.
Which, why not?
Season 2 came out in 2021. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You've had time.
So.
I binged it in 4 days, so.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing? But spoilers. So if you don't want to know about Ted Lasso, skip ahead. I don't know how long.
So skip ahead until you hear a Reba McEntire song. That's how you know that we're done talking.
Once you hear a Reba song, you'll know. Once you hear the another full 7 minutes of. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. You don't even know, dude.
I do.
You do. They don't.
They don't.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm aware. I love Reba.
Yeah, dude.
What was Reba's name in Little Rascals? Have we talked about this before? I feel like we have.
It started with a J, right?
It was AJ something.
AJ. Kazana. AJ Kowalski.
AJ Kowalski.
She's thick Russian.
She's Polish.
She
comes from a long. AJ Ferguson. You weren't like far off.
I was close. I was in the paint, dude.
You were in the pocket, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Backboards.
I'm just building up my stat block. You know what I mean?
Triple double every night.
Reba, dude. Anyway, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. What did you think of it, dude? I watched it first and I told you to watch it.
It's such an enjoyable show.
It's so positive.
Yeah.
Jings.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's lighthearted, but also like
deals heavy.
It deals with some serious stuff, like for real.
Yeah.
Each mental health. Yeah. Mental health is a big part of it. It's super good. Super great show. Super funny. All of the characters are endearing. You know, even they do kind of a good job of like kind of flipping some, you know, characters.
A lot of baby face turns.
Yeah. Face to heel or heel to face. Yeah. That's what they're going to say. People you kind of don't like, but you end up do liking. It's they're really good with that. And it's cool, right? Essentially, the show is about this guy who football player. He goes to
football coach
in America, and he goes and he gets hired as a football coach overseas. And
I started watching Australian football. Sorry, I'm so all over the place tonight. It's crazy. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
What makes it so different than the others?
Okay, so they play in this big oval. That's the field. There are four poles. Two poles in the middle. If you kick it between those two poles at any point, it's 6 points. It's kind of like Quidditch. And then if you miss and it goes to the poles next to it, that's 1 point. And you don't have to kick it. You can kick it, you can fist it, or you can backwards lateral to it. If you're running with the ball, you can't run more than 15 meters without bouncing it. And it's an egg-shaped ball, like a rugby ball. So, like, it gets intense. They're not wearing pads. They're beating the hell out of each other. It's insane.
That sounds awesome, dude.
It's the coolest sport I've ever seen.
Can you explain the fisting thing?
Yeah. So, basically, we'll be right back. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soldier, no backwoods Southern lawyer. This one's off the rails. When we do one by ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's been a minute since we've done one by ourselves.
When we do the unplanned, loosely, like, late night ones, they always end up really fun. Some of my favorite ones.
Absolutely. And some of our listeners' least favorite. So, shout out.
I care what they think, dude.
I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for Reba.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your sword, an old backwoods southern lawyer. 'Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hand.
That's a night that the lights went out in Georgia. Dude,
that's a night that they hung an innocent man.
That song, it goes hard.
Yeah.
When they get into the groove on that part.
Oh, I know, dude.
The bass and the organ.
The drummer is fucking going.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And I like that 80s sound. Like that, it sound, you know what I mean? Like it sound like the drums are mixed a certain way. Like the guitar, like sounds are like,
it just sounds
distinctly
old.
80s. Yeah. Distinctly 80s. I love that sound.
Yeah.
And that
cool.
Reba song's got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like new stuff too, but you hear like a lot of that. What was that drum sound that Antonoff use? Gated.
Oh, gated reverb.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's like a distinct 80s sound that was all around in the 80s and all type of music. Pretty cool. You hear it a lot of Jack Antonoff stuff, Bleacher stuff. So.
And it was an accident.
Yeah. It was an accident, dude. Everything you think you knew about gated reverb, what'd you think again, you stupid idiot?
Did you know that that Silly Putty was supposed to be a new material for airplane tires and they fucked it up? It was an accident.
And now look what we got, dude.
We got Silly Putty, dog. We got shit in eggs that we could put on newspaper and then it says the words on it, dog. We got
Let me know what you need. I got every color, dude. I got every shade.
He puttied up.
If you can dream it up, I got it.
I'm done puttied out, baby boy.
I'm a putty wizard over here, casting putty spells, dude.
Kid Putty, dude.
Putting putty in like my big cauldron, mixing it around, making
putty
new
waters,
putty.
My man.
That's what they say, dude. Putty Holly, dude. Air Pud, dude.
AirPod is the best one.
Public
Putty Love.
Yeah, Putty Love is good.
Putty Love.
Putty Love is so good. That was pretty.
Putty Love. Hercules.
Sharma.
I gotta watch Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor's good. Oh, we're deep into the episode. We're probably almost done. Let me say this real quick. I'm a little upset with Chris Lopez right now, but it doesn't matter. I'm about to say something. We're just watching The Dark Knight, and I think he's right, and I do think it's better than the original Spider-Man. You know, back to our drafts episode, our bracket episode last year. The Dark Knight's incredible, and I was just thinking, like, if I could watching that again for the first time, you know, the very first opening with the clowns and the robbing the bank and he pulls off the mask. Back then, dude, I don't remember. Did they even show the Joker in those trailers? You know what I mean? I felt blindsided that it was the Joker. You know what I mean? When I first saw that movie in 2008. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they didn't really show much of the Joker in them.
Right.
I think they showed like a flash of him.
Right.
Because they knew that he was too twisted.
Yeah, dude, the Joker's pretty freaking sick.
Hey, but the Joker is twisted, man. He's like, that's like a crazy sense of humor, dude. Kind of like me. I'm basically kind of like the Joker. I'm like so a twisted. Dog
chasing a car.
I'm like a dog chasing a twisted.
You want to see how I'll make this pencil disappear?
You wanna know how I got these farts?
My father was a drinker.
I'm a dog chasing a dog.
My father was a dog.
My dog was my father. His name was Airbud.
One night he comes home crazier than usual.
He had had a couple kibbles and bits.
He got into some catnip.
He was high on milk bones.
Shout out to the Joker, dude. Super twisted.
Just a dog dressed like a nurse.
Nah, but I do think, like, watching one for the first time, if I had to pick, it would definitely be seeing The Dark Knight over for the very first time over Spider-Man. The Dark Knight just does so many cool stuff. It's such a good movie.
What's a movie that I would want to watch for the first time over and over again?
Wayne's World.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod's good.
I remember the first time I watched Hot Rod, I belly laughed. I realized that that was going to be my sense of humor for the rest of my life.
It's good.
And so far, I've been sticking to it.
It's good.
It's good. I've been drinking green tea all goddamn Sunday. You're going to bring the demons out of me?
Why do you call yourself Voltron, Dave?
Because it's super badass. Super so badass. He's so good. Hospital, trash can.
Well, you think we did one?
I think we half-assed our way through one.
Well, that's what you get around here.
Hey, baby boy.
That's all you get for a dollar, baby.
Well, it makes me holla.
Whether it's an inch or an inch and a half, it's good enough for the girls I go with. You know what I mean? I'm just saying stuff Wayne says.
Say more stuff Wayne says.
Oh, a lot of it is not appropriate for air. It just depends. I've definitely heard fart him ones. Say, I've heard him say what I just said. Like,
yeah.
Good enough for the girls I go with, and that's all you get for a dollar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I told you the other day, just like working with my family, I went over there and helped Dad put some new plywood down in his shed, and it was going faster than I had anticipated it to. So you just say the dumb stuff, you know, you say on a construction site when it's slow. I was like, boys, we got to slow down. You know,
we got to get 8 out of this.
I'm trying to get 8 today. You know? I'm trying to get my hours in. So we got to make sure we're doing this right. Yeah.
Love it.
Pretty cool.
Well, you can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. You can follow Austin at Colonel Austin Jones. That was so gross. I'm so sorry you had to listen to that.
That's all right.
Colonel Austin Jones. Hey, our theme song is outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please. Get your macro lens on your iPhone and get right up personal to your left nipple, snap it a couple times, and send your nudes to Dog Cops. Also, we have shirts. Check the link tree on the Instagram. That's where you can find everything Nice Boys, including our shirts, and we got stickers, and we got hoodies, and all kinds of bullshit. Might be working on some new stuff. Who knows? We'll never tell.
Who even knows?
All right. Autism. Austin, you got anything?
You all have heard about Joker, right? The clown prince of crime. But have you heard about his father, who was Joe King?
It's like a Pokemon. Garbage!
That's a dumb one. That's a bad
one. That's a bad one. Do another one.
I was trying to find Joker jokes. There's not any really good ones.
I'm just a dog chasing a joke.
I'm just a dog. Here's my dog on screen.
You can't see her.
This is Velvet. She's autistic. She's
special. It, legit.
Look at
100%. She's neurospicy.
What are you going to do?
Not much.
Try to raise them right. This is what they turn into.
We're on borrowed time now.
I'm going to put
all dog cops. After, dog cops.
Yeah, I'm going to put all of this after the theme song. See who sticks around.
I'm just a dog chasing a cop.
I'm just a dog. I'm a dog, and I'm also a police officer.
Silent. I tried to fart in the microphone, so now my microphone's going to smell like fart, and I'm going to get pink eye. Damn it.
I'm just a dog with pink eye.
I'm just a dog. I wouldn't
know what to do if I caught it.
Antibiotics, lots of rest.
Yeah. I've heard if you put a warm compress on, as soon as it starts, it'll take all the swelling out.
Just go ice, heat, and rest.
Yeah, just Joker talking about like home remedies.
Get a little tea tree oil and you rub it on a cloth and then you get under your armpits and it makes you smell like a great forest.
You need to put yellow mustard on a burn. That's what Nana always said.
You got stung by a jellyfish? Well, let me piss on it for you.
But he's just like squirting mustard on Harvey Dent in the hospital bed.
Oh my God.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. 'Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
So what if you got confused with the remedy and you thought it was relish? You're like, I know it's something that's on a hot dog, I just can't remember which one.
Just can't figure out what takes a burn away.
Or kraut. Fuck.
Chili? Did grandma say chili?
Did she put skyline chili on a burn? Sport peppers? I think you crack over a sport pepper and start rubbing it. But wouldn't that make it worse?
Pickle spears? I don't know.
Coleslaw?
Yeah. Slaw dog. Perfect remedy for slaw dog. I'm just a slaw dog.
I'm just a dog chasing the slaw. I wouldn't know what to do if I was slaw.
Yeah. That's good.
We've been done for a while, but we keep turning it on because we keep making jokes.
It's fun.
Gotta keep this train rolling.
All right. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.